Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Fallen Sheridan Police Sergeant Nevada Krenke honored on U.S. Senate floor. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. U.S. Senator John Barrasso honored slain Sheridan Police Officer Nevada Krenke on the U.S. Senate floor during National Police Week, highlighting the dangers police officers face and condemning efforts to defund police departments. Cowboy State Daily reported Krenke, killed at age 33 while serving a trespass notice in February, left behind a wife and daughter. His death deeply impacted the community, leading to a large funeral procession attended by over 1,000 officers from across the West. Barrasso criticized the defund police movement, arguing it makes communities less safe and turns police officers into targets. He noted that Krenke's death marked the first homicide of a Wyoming officer on duty since 1998 and the first in Sheridan's history.
Tribute to Sergeant Nevada Krenke, member of the police force in Sheridan, Wyoming. He was a beloved officer in Sheridan. He was well known for his selflessness. His colleagues would tell you he always put others first. His death in February of this year in the line of duty was absolutely tragic, and it shook our state. Sergeant Krenke was the first officer in Wyoming since 1997, the first one this century to die by homicide in the line of duty. It's actually the first line of duty death in the history of the Sheridan Police Department. Sergeant Krenke made the ultimate sacrifice for the community that he loved and the community that he swore to protect. He was only 33 years old.
The senator emphasized the anti-police rhetoric demoralizes and endangers officers, pointing to increased killings of officers and rising crime rates.
One of the greatest blessings of our great nation is the men and women of law enforcement. Police officers have one of the most dangerous and demanding jobs in our nation, and they do it with competence and with compassion. Today, officers need to deal with dangerous criminals, and they often do it in the face of continuous criticism. It's alarming. Police officers across the country are coming under attacks from criminals and the soft-on-crime politicians who coddle them. Sadly, more police officers have been killed or injured by gunfire in the line of duty in 2023 than ever before. Politicians who support criminals rather than police and demonize and defund the police hold responsibility. The police, as a result, have been demoralized and endangered.
Barrasso also referenced a recent effort by the Laramie County Sheriff's Office to recruit officers from Denver after budget cuts to its police department, highlighting the ongoing challenges law enforcement faces. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.